time now for your comments. Heike Langdon of Omaha, Nebraska, wrote to tell us about the impact of last Wednesday's story from Paris by reporter Nick Spicer. I was driving to work this morning, happily listening to Morning Edition, just like I do every morning. It was the story on the beach in the heart of Paris. The upcoming light was red, but the driver in front of me flew right through it, crashing into the side of a car crossing the intersection. I stopped to make sure everyone was okay. Happily, everyone was. As we were trading contact information, the driver who caused the accident was apologizing, telling the other driver, quote, "I'm so sorry. I was listening to a story about a beach in Paris, and I just got distracted." A note to all our listeners, please drive carefully. And Maria Serwin was among the many listeners who wrote in about our story on the villagers and farmers returning to the ruins of Afghanistan's Shamali Plain. She writes, "I found it inspiring how these poor displaced people are trying to rebuild their lives literally one brick at a time. I was especially touched by the potter who is trying to carry on a family tradition and earn a living in his town of Istalif." Betty Miller weighed in on gardening correspondent Ketzel Levine's piece about the reluctance of Phoenix residents to give up their green lawns.
Grass is not foreign to Phoenix. The Salt River Valley was lush with green grass when the first white settlers arrived. In fact, the main irrigation canals she mentioned that supply the valley today were first dug by Native Americans several hundred years ago. The real water problem lies not in the fact that people in Phoenix have lawns, but that so many people have come to live there.
From time to time, we are indebted to the good ears of our listeners for pronunciation help. Hillary Murrell of Houston heard me say zoology when I should have been saying zoology in a conversation about a wayward penguin caught in Alaska. Likewise, Ellen Surrett of Tacoma Park, Maryland, noticed that senior correspondent Juan Williams said swords instead of swords in a piece about Francis Bach, the former slave in the Sudan, is now an anti-slavery activist and advisor to politicians and rock stars. Of that same story, Phoenix Amity Lee, age 15, wrote, "My ears perked up when I heard you mention the band Jane's Addiction in the fight against slavery. I would just like to inform you of the band that introduced me to the affliction of the Dinkas in Sudan 2 years ago, Against All Authority, via the song Dinkas When I Close My Eyes, on the 24-hour Roadside Resistance album."
Night falls like the silence over Sudan. Watch your dead run like the blood on the sand. And I can taste it like the dust that chokes this land. A government sponsored slavery plan.
Send your comments to morning@npr.org. Or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. Please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.